Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Oh, I'm so sorry. I couldn't get through on the call. So now I'm here. after calling in over and over and over and over again. And I'm really excited to be here with you. And I would love for anyone to call in today to be live on the call, just listening, or you can talk. And the first caller who would call in would get a free one-card reading from me. The number is 909-533-8401. Would love to have you online with me. And blessings to all of you. And welcome to Living Eden. This is your host, Sharon Walker, just home from Florida a week ago, where I had a fabulous time. We had a fabulous time. And I'm really excited to be here with you. I would love to share a little bit about my 5 weeks in Florida that we gave ourselves for our 50th anniversary. And one of the things that was going on was my computer broke down on me, and I had to send it home to get fixed. And I'm still putting it back together after they cleaned it. So things still aren't working quite right, and I don't know if that has anything to do with why I couldn't get in till just now. But I'm glad that at least the computer played some music for you. And let's all take some deep breaths so we can get really present in the moment. So breathing in this beautiful, wonderful breath of life, the galactic breathing breath, where we breathe in through our heart, through Earth's heart, and through the galactic heart. So taking a big deep breath, a galactic breath, holding it in our pineal gland and releasing it. I can feel my voice being a little shaky. I have a cold since I got back, so off and on I'm just intending that my voice holds out for the call and through the call. And taking another deep breath, a galactic breath, holding it in your pineal gland and releasing it out through your spine. Down through your spine, down through your legs, down through your feet and your earth star under your feet, and deep into the fiery center of the earth. And this time as you breathe in that galactic breath, knowing that you're inside the heart of the divine in the universe, so that your breath is connecting the heart of the divine, the universe, your heart, Earth's heart. So take in a big, deep breath into your pineal gland, which is surrounded by an octahedron, redoing the energy path. And releasing. Back down. Bringing you completely into your body. Present. Present in your beautiful body. Present in your miraculous body. Present with your own spirit and the divine spirit. In the planet, in your body. And creating an energy bowl And speaking of the planet, using the energy from, well, first I want to say, this is Living Eden, the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance, always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. And right now we're bringing in loving awareness into our bodies that we are love. We are in love, living in love, in the flow of love, and we are love. And as we create this love bowl energy, I invite you to call in the energy of the DVD movie Samsara. Samsara is a grand, hypnotic, vibrant, visually breathtaking experience of the planet Earth. It's a guided meditation on the current of interconnection that runs through all of our lives. So I invite you to draw in this energy as part of creating the bowl that this show is in today. And I also invite you to watch the movie, because part of this program is a pilgrimage around the world. And Samsara is another way to bring that about. Even though you may not be able to do that physically. And also, we're recognizing in this bowl that this week is a new moon. New moons are for planting beginnings. And it's also a Uranus-Pluto square. The planets, Uranus and Pluto, squaring off, which means, and it's the seventh square in a series, which is the last square for this series, which means extremely huge transitional energies. And it's an eclipse. So that is the bowl that the cosmos is giving us, excuse me, for this call also. And those energies. And also I bring into that bowl my trip to Florida, our trip to Florida, and the energies that we brought back from that, and the cruise that was part of that, and the angels and the archangels and Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene and Jesus, the Christ consciousness matrix, and the womb of the Great Mother, the womb of darkness, where everything is created out of and transformed within to create the new. As we put our earth in that, in this, our transitioning earth into this dark womb that will transform whatever needs to be transformed and will birth the new even more powerfully and more completely as we move along. And putting our shadow in this womb bowl that we've just created. Putting our shadow in there to be loved and transformed into us knowing the truth about our shadows. And our shadows knowing the truth that they are divine essences. possibly wearing masks out of fear, out of pain, forgotten who they really are. So our shadows being touched by love so deep and powerful that they are released into knowing who they truly are. And the 13 archetypal energies of the goddess, all of her aspects, and the saints, and all of the light workers on the planet. So we have quite a crew here. Let's breathe into all that deeply and lovingly and receivingly, activating our choice to receive. And remembering, you can call in 909-533-8401. And we're now all united in this field, the Christ Matrix. And remembering that we're all more powerful, very powerful, when consciously connecting as one. And that these times that we're living in are about playing collectively in union with each other. So here I am back from Florida. And loving every minute that we had in Florida. We were from Orlando down to Miami. Miami Beach is where we stayed. It's fabulous. And we went on an 11-day cruise to 6 different places. And then came back to Hollywood Beach, which is just below Fort Lauderdale. And every place had its specialness. One of the special things that happened for us is this whole trip was about our 50th anniversary, which is this year on May 1st. And we decided to make a special, really huge, wonderful trip to Florida for the winter as our gift to each other. And it was that wonderful. And two of the, to me, miracle surprises that happened were having our vows renewed in 2 different places with a whole bunch of people that we never met. One was in Orlando. There's a community, a Baptist community there that was advertising in the newspaper that anyone who was had been married in the year 1965 or after, I mean, or before, was invited to a party, an anniversary party. And we were married in 1965, so we decided, why not? Let's go to this party. And it was wonderful. The people that put the party on and the people who came who were celebrating their anniversaries, everyone was so much fun. And there was a band, and the pastor of the parish was there. And we had snacks. And they had us up on stage and introduced us. And little did we know that we were going to be having our vows redone and sharing on a microphone, no less, to everyone, a little bit about ourselves and our lives. And it was wonderful. And then dancing afterwards. And we even ended up being invited to 4 more dances, but we were very grateful. Yeah, we were not we did not go to the other four dances, but this was very special. And we didn't even know anyone, and they were just like best friends, very sweet. And then when we were on the boat, the captain had a party in a special room with a band, a little band and a singer, and he gave a speech to all of us, and then he invited people who were celebrating their anniversaries and that were honeymooners on the boat. And we had drinks and snacks, and he renewed our vows. So over the last 5 weeks, we've renewed our vows twice, which was very special and very meaningful. So we just had wonderful things like that happening to us all the time, and getting to know Florida more. It's the third or fourth time we've spent an extended period of time in Florida. And these were all places we had not, well, Orlando we've been to Disney World, but that was it. This time we were in Orlando for 2 weeks, and we went to Disney World once to the safari, and then we did all these other things, which was wonderful. So, and Miami Beach was amazing. One day, we went on a duck boat ride, which is it's an on-land vehicle that is also a water vehicle, all in one. And how cool it was to go from the road right into the water. And the fellow that was our guide was a young man dressed like a pirate, acting very much like a very fun pirate and a very flirty pirate, and told wonderful stories and shared about what we were seeing, telling us histories of it. And he was fabulous. And the same day, we were at this World Symphony. I don't know if you call it a building. It's this brand new area in downtown Miami Beach that is a big new building where they have World Symphony concerts and all kinds of amazing, talented, vibrant, power-packed people coming there musically. And outside, they have a whole area, a beautiful area that is full of big speakers. And on the speakers, when they're not having concerts, they play recorded concerts. And so Rick and I were sitting outside in the shade with all this beautiful ground around us that they've created. And they were playing this amazing symphony. It was magical. And that was the same day that it was just wonderful. I could go on and on and on sharing about the cruise and the trip, but I want to bring that energy, that warmth, that sunshine, that vibrancy, that life, that excitement, that fullness into all of our lives, into our whole, you know, hugging our whole planet. And I want to read a Rumi poem. I want to share that and invite you to investigate Andrew Harvey's fantastic new book, Sacred Activism, called The Hope. And in it, he uses a Rumi poem called Love's Horse Will Carry You Home. And right now, I want to share first a paragraph about lovers from his book. Lovers are being called it's time to rise up in our awakening and truly be of service to that which burns in every heart. Great love thrills through our veins and fills every cell of our body. Great love surges through our hearts and illuminates our way. Great love is calling. It's no longer a time for waiting. We are those who have been waiting for. All who feel the burning know its destiny. Listen, feel the burning, and arise. Take action by being its instrument, by being the instrument of love. The world desperately needs real lovers. And here's the poem. Love's horse will carry you home. The whole world could be choked with thorns. A lover's heart will stay a rose garden. The wheel of heaven could wind to a halt. The world of lovers will go on turning. Even if every being grew sad, a lover's soul will stay fresh, vibrant, light. Are all the candles out? Hand them to a lover. A lover shoots out a thousand fires. A lover may be solitary, but they are never alone. For companion, they always have the hidden beloved. The drunkenness of lovers comes from the soul, and love's companion stays hidden in secret. Love cannot be deceived by 100 promises. It knows how innumerable the ploys of seducers are. Wherever you find a lover on a bed of pain, you find the beloved right by their side. Mount the stallion of love and do not fear the path. Love's stallion knows the way exactly. With one leap, love's horse will carry you home, however black with obstacles the way may be. So I call us all to give our planet your love, to climb on that love stallion. If you have never watched a stallion in all of its magnificence, I invite you to. If you have never ridden a stallion and felt that energy underneath you, I invite you to imagine it, to watch it online somewhere or in a movie, and feel yourself, imagine yourself riding that stallion. Feel the power, the magnificence, the glory of these amazing horses. And mount the stallion of love and do not fear the path. Love's stallion knows the way exactly. With one leap, love's horse will carry you home, however black with obstacles the way may be. And that's what our planet needs right now. No matter how black things may look, climb on that stallion. Release your love for yourself first, and then let it burst out through all the planet. For your lover's soul is always fresh, vibrant, light, and powerful, shooting out thousands of fires. when you allow it. Ah, such a poem. Let's take some breaths with this energy. Ah, how cool. How very cool. How very hot. And another thing I wanted to share with you today, well, is the story of this little baby, 14 months old, no, 18 months old, a little 18-month-old girl rescued from a freezing river. Her mom, something happened, her mom drove into a cement barrier and the car flipped over into the river and the mother died. And the baby was upside down in this freezing cold water for 18 hours, or maybe 14 hours it was. She's 18 months old. Upside down in this car. And in the morning, after this car had been in the river all night, a fisherman saw it and called the police. And when they came and turned the car over to get it out of the river, they were stunned to discover this child inside. She was unconscious, but she was alive. And as they had been moving towards the car to get it, they had heard a voice. Someone calling, "Help me," from inside the car. And it was not a child's voice. And the mother was dead, but they heard this voice, and not just one of them, saying over and over, "Help me, help me." And they found the baby, and they cut the car seat straps and brought her to the hospital, and she's alive and well today with her dad. And you can look the story up on the internet if you want. Beautiful story about the officers who saved the baby in the icy river and heard the mysterious voice. So just another example of miracles, of what we would call a miracle, because that's not normal to us. But in Living Eden, miracles become normal. And a lot of that happens because we allow it. Because it's going on all the time, but we're too scared to think that that could be true, or we're whatever reason, for whatever we block things. We don't hear them, we don't notice them, and when we do, we think we have all kinds of things to explain it away. But in Living Eden, miracles are normal. That's the way life is. And when Jesus walked the earth, that's the way he lived. And all of those that have walked the earth with the Christ energy, that's the way they lived. And that's what we're being called to in Living Eden. And the first step of that is opening up and saying, "I believe that. I allow that. And I choose to see and hear and feel and know the miracles that are happening around me every moment." First place might be your body. How many incredible miracles are happening in your body every single second? And to look for them, No, I did a show on miracles at another time. You could even go back and find my the miracle show, and Daya was with me then. We did together. So that would be fun, too, and to look for them, to look for news of miracles, to find channels on the television like Hallmark, and to find, I'm trying to think here, to find the places on the internet that are full of miracles. So many of them. And the movies about miracles. So that it becomes a normal thing for us to expect. And to put that energy into the energy bowl of your life. Miraculous energy. And to wrap it around the planet. We need miracles. I do not pretend that there aren't a lot of things going on the planet that could totally destroy it, and we're responsible for them. But we can change those things. Having miracle energy in your pocket is part of that. So I invite you. I invite you to really live Eden in your life and find things that support that for you. Maybe this poem, maybe the book that Andrew Harvey wrote, The Hope. Maybe, oh, there's a Mother Mary Rosary on the internet by Patricia Rhodes Codal that is absolutely full of the energy of miracles. Remember, you are. I am that. I am. I am that. I am. I am that. I am. That's who you are. That's who we all are. That's really all there is. And wherever we go from here, we'll always be that. Even if it isn't living on Earth. But we're part of co-creating what is happening on Earth. Just like Greg Braden's book, The Turning Point. There's another wonderful book for you. And Simone Matthews' book, Shiala Dreaming. And Anne Baring's book, The Dream of the Universe. Sorry, hold on a minute. And Gaiam TV, G-A-I-A-M, and the Spiritual Cinema Circle. So many places to turn. So many powerful healers out there, too. Like Panache Desai and Mashur Anand. And Mas Sajedi. I mean, the list just goes on. And the New Wisdom University and Ubiquity University connected with it. And their new project for Ubiquity Shartz University is Rhetorica. They're doing a class on Rhetorica and how powerful the word is. Well, even in Scripture it says, the Word was God. There was the Word, and the Word was God. Now, if the Word is God, how powerful is the Word? And they're doing a course at Chartres Cathedral in July on Rhetorica. And right now, you can get connected with them for their preparation sessions once a month for free, which I do. And they're very powerful and wonderful. And to touch in with the people like Barbara Marx Hubbard and Andrew Harvey and Jim Garrison and, Jean Houston and more that are leading this course, and Anne Baring. She led the course for last year with her book, The Dream of the Cosmos. I'm sorry, it wasn't a dream of the universe, it was a dream of the cosmos. And amazing, wonderful people putting this on in the Cathedral of Chartres. So let's take some deep breaths and go into a meditation for our planet, for our lives. And a little bit of silence for a moment, gathering in all that we've shared today. And another breath. And let's remember the energy bowl that we're in. And remember Fukushima. So I'm going to put on the meditation for Fukushima also right now while we're connecting for meditation.
Blessings be, dear souls, as we unite as one across this wonderful planet we call Earth, in love and unity. Mana Santi. Mahani.
Breathing again deeply, allowing that energy to flow. Raising the energies at Fukushima to sacred new energy. That will be what's flowing around the world in our oceans. And blessing all those there that are working so hard to clear that and recreate it in some other healthy way. And blessing all those who have died there because of it. Honoring them, loving them. And getting on our love stallion. And riding round the world, billions of us on love stallion. Co-creating with the burning fires coming out from all of us. A new planet, a new earth of peace and love and abundance for all. Where joy is the flag flown high. Are the castles of our homes. Where miracles happen. Consciously being known. And co-created through us. Every moment. And we bring all of this. To Table Mountain. And put the cathedral, the Shards Cathedral, over Table Mountain. Filling it with all this energy. And standing on the labyrinth, the Shards Labyrinth, on top of Table Mountain. Inside, not a physical Shards Cathedral, but a mystical one, glittering and chiming with its own music of the soul, of the wild love stallions that were. And we're calling in every single call I have ever done for Living Eden. Every single energy into this, beside the ones that we have already called in, the new moon and the Uranus-Pluto square and the eclipse and the books that we've mentioned and the people we've mentioned and even more, all the light workers. And the beautiful poem of Rumi. And the smell of lotus and roses filling this mystical cathedral. And the aurora borealis lights dancing all around us. And magic and miracle energy abounding and leaping forth through us as we send it to the hungry, to the cold, to the sick and dying, to the governments, to the armies, to the killers, to the haters, and all of those places inside of ourself, because we are all one. And flow, let that flow. Flow inside of us and through us. Earth, fire, water, air, and love. Earth, fire, water, air, and love. Earth, fire, water, air, and love. Chanting. Chanting with us, through us, and by us. And we start walking the labyrinth, the spiral labyrinth, 7 turns. On top of the Shards Labyrinth, knowing that we are being guided by each individual's special guide, and that we are walking in the womb of the Great Mother. And co-creating the new earth. So walking that spiral. And in the center, when we get to the center, we are doing this also inside of the Sri Yantra, which is the sacred geometry for manifestation. In the sanctuary of the Shards Cathedral is also the sanctuary of the Sri Yantra, overlapping our beautiful Shards Cathedral labyrinth. And each circle represents a chakra, or each spiral turn represents a chakra. And a circle of the Sri Yantra, as well as being the Great Mother's womb. So walking in that reverence and in that power on your love stallion. One spiral. A second spiral. A third spiral. Feel it. feel that magnificent horse you are riding. Feel your love. Feel everyone's love and everything's love. A fourth spiral. Gathering all these into all this energy into a smaller and smaller space. A fifth spiral. A fifth chakra. A fifth aspect circle of the Sri Yantra. A fifth deeper connection with the Great Mother. Feel the blood pounding, saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And the tree of life growing through all of this. And a sixth spiral. Laser beaming all of this energy as the spirals get smaller and smaller. And we get to the center, the seventh spiral, into the center of this seven spiral labyrinth on top of Chartres Cathedral labyrinth that we have also come to the center of, and inside of the Sri Yantra, and we have come to the Bindu point of the center of the Sri Yantra. And all of this laser energy we're gathering and gathering in this point until it bursts out and we start walking out of this labyrinth in the seven spirals out with this laser beam of energy shooting fire of love everywhere around our planet. All the way out of this fabulous experience. Standing up with your arms open wide and your chest open and your heart open and all of this focused laser beam energy bursting out all over the planet, all into your lives, your families, your communities, your towns, your cities, your home, your businesses, and everything is brand new. And here we are in this new space. And I invite you to continue this over and over again. And I love you all. I am so grateful for you. I thank you so much for being a part of this program. This program would be nothing without you. So thank you very much for being here. And please, please, please send in your sharings and your questions and come online and be alive on the show. That would be so wonderful. I love you all very much. Take care now, and I'll see you next week.